So you finished the Taxol and Herceptin. Then after the Taxol stopped, you continued with the Herceptin for a total of a year?
Yes.
What was that like when you were just on the Herceptin alone?
It was a piece of cake compared to everything else. It was a very short infusion, and you just popped in every week and got it and left.
So you got it every week for the rest of the year?
Yes, for a year.
And were you able to go back to work, what, the next day, or?
Well, I usually tried to plan it Friday afternoon, so I'd leave work early and be off for the weekend.
How did you feel at the end of the year?
The end of the year is today.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel good, and I feel a little sad.
So today was your last Herceptin dose?
Yes.
So you got Herceptin today?
Yes, I did.
You sure look well.
Half an hour ago.
Half an hour ago, you got your last dose of Herceptin.
Yes.
What's on your mind right now?
I'm glad it's done. Part of me will miss showing up there and seeing people that have become my friends. Part of it is I feel I've been protected while getting it, and now I'm on my own again and maybe more vulnerable to something popping up. It's a mixed feeling.
How do you deal with concerns and fears?
Some days are worse than others, but I try to remind myself that I've done all that's available to do, and should metastasis show up, I'll have to deal with it at that time. And the longer time goes, the more things are being invented and discovered, and there's more help going to be there the longer I go out.
Now, you also are participating in another research study which randomly assigned you to receive either anastrozole or Arimidex or exemestane or aromycin.
Yes.
So you'll be taking that for the next few years, I guess.
I think it's a five-year.
5 years total. So you are continuing with treatment.
That's true, yes.
What was it like to go in this past year for all these different treatments and sitting in the infusion room? I'm sure you saw or maybe even talked to a lot of patients. What was that like?
Yes, I did. Part of it was very encouraging and very interesting. Part of it was scary because I see what may be down the road and ahead of me. But I would remind myself that I'm not seeing the people who have not metastasized and who don't have to show up for treatment. I'm only seeing that group that unfortunately have more to deal with.